Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Earlier this week, Donald Trump said that the US was in daily talks with China over a trade deal. The markets reacted well. Then yesterday, Beijing said that there were no such talks underway and that none would begin at all until unilateral US tariffs on Chinese goods were removed. All of them. Who will blink? Finbar Birmingham is the Brussels correspondent for the South China Morning Post and is on the line. Good morning, Finbar.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Finbar. A lot to talk about. I get a sense that the Chinese Communist Party are actually enjoying this game with Trump.
I don't know if I would go that far. I mean, they're feeling the pain as well, but certainly it plays into some of their narratives. This has been a big propaganda victory for China, particularly President Xi Jinping. You know, Chinese economic growth has slowed in recent years. So we see these expressions in Chinese creeping into official speeches like chukku, which means like eat bitterness. You know, this is the sort of official narrative over recent years that things are tough and we all need to sort of eat bitterness and stand together. You know, youth unemployment figures were so unflattering that they stopped publishing them and so on. And, you know, many people were saying Xi Jinping has mishandled the economy. He's mishandled the property crisis. He's failed to galvanize consumption, just not pulling the levers that are available to kickstart the economy. With those phrases, he was basically telling people to suck it up. And it was also a regular refrain to say that the United States is trying to contain China's rise. That's the problem. That's the big problem, is America doesn't want us to grow. And look, now he can actually point out what Trump is doing and say, see, look, I told you so. Remember what I was telling you about what these nasty Yanks are doing? And it looks like he's standing up to a bully. So I think in a sense, it has played very deftly into some of the propaganda that you know, China has been using through its official organs for the last several years, even though I do think it's tough and we're starting to see the cracks emerge this morning.
Yeah, and they will also be waiting for the cracks to emerge on American supermarket shelves. For example, it's going to take a few weeks to get all those goods to Walmart, which would arrive at an LA port, and then take a few more weeks to distribute around the United States. And that is what is worrying Trump, because China can wait because it doesn't have the annoyance of democracy or a free press, whereas the Americans probably can't.
Well, absolutely. You know, Xi Jinping doesn't have to worry about getting reelected. There's no midterms coming around the corner in China. You know, we've had plenty of reports about ships turning around halfway en route to the United States because it's not worthwhile importing some of these goods if the tariff is going to be, you know, way north of 100%, 125%, 145%. I don't even know what it is this morning. It's hard to for even myself to keep up with it as somebody who follows it really closely. That this is it. You know, it's always going to be more difficult for a system like America's to deal with this sort of pain. What you've seen is Trump blink, and very publicly, well before China, you know, having previously insisted there be no mercy for anyone who retaliated to his tariffs, he's been very publicly now looking for an off ramp.
Yeah. I see at the same time that China is talking about lifting some of its 125% tariff on some US products.
Yeah, we see these stories. So several reports saying that in the background, Beijing has also been wavering. You know, Caijing, which is a Chinese business magazine, was the first to report on Friday that there was going to be a waiving of retaliatory tariffs on certain semiconductor imports. Now, obviously essential to many parts of Chinese industry. Now, the interesting thing about this, it was followed up by Bloomberg and Reuters, right? There's been no public notice. There's been no public statement, nothing like Trump saying it in front of the cameras. So Beijing has been much less open about this than the United States. And the killer is the Caijing report was deleted from the website and the official WeChat channel by noon Beijing time on Friday. So this is obviously something that they're not too happy being out in the public. But it shows that these ludicrously high tariffs are hurting in China too, even if they're less willing to publicly admit so.
Mm. Do you think they're actually talking? I mean, we can't trust what Trump says in the Oval Office in front of a gaggle of cameras. Do you get a sense that there will be some sort of communication, or do you think that the Chinese have put up, excuse the pun, a wall?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think that there are any like official talks. I don't think that there's any sort of, you know, major public or major sort of official engagement of this. Maybe there's a bit of back channeling, but nothing publicly. No, I haven't seen any reports. These things usually, particularly if the Americans are involved, they have a way of making their way into the press. The Chinese can keep things under wraps, but the Americans find it much more difficult to do so. So I don't think that there are major talks. I mean, it was very similar during the first Trump administration. At one point, you know, I was covering this Inside Out when I was living in Hong Kong. At one point, the only thing these two superpowers were talking about was a back channel about soybeans. There was nothing on the military side. There was very little on the broader commercial side. And it was a very dangerous moment. Let's see. I mean, I could well be wrong here. It could emerge in days that there has been sort of talks. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen anything to indicate that that's the case.
There is, you might have heard an earlier discussion with Aidan Donnelly about Apple talking about moving some of its iPhone production from China to India. Would that bother people?
Yes. I mean, obviously, it's sort of core to Chinese industry that these big tech companies are based there. I would caution against reading too much into this. We saw a lot of this in the first term of Trump, where companies were moving from China to Vietnam to India, and they figured that there wasn't the sort of supply chain clusters there. It was very difficult to replicate what you have in China in India. I know that Apple has already moved some stuff there, but there has been a sort of an effort to do this before with mixed results. I've seen some reports that I haven't verified this morning that China would try and put a stop to this by stopping the export of certain elements that go into the iPhones to India. So they will obviously try and hang on to that and try and dissuade Apple and other big companies from doing that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if Apple's facing 125% tariff from selling an iPhone, I don't know whether there's been exemptions, but if that's what they're facing, they're probably going to have to look for options, even if they're imperfect.
Yeah, and one card that China definitely has is the rare earth minerals that so many technology companies need. The guts of it, the lion's share of those rare earth minerals are found in China.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been a hot topic since COVID. You know, after the pandemic and after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in Europe and in America and everywhere, really, you know, there's been a real sort of fear about these weaponized interdependencies. The fact that if you're so heavily dependent on one provider for crucial inputs, this is a major choke point, and they can be cut off at will. We've seen that China is willing to weaponize this. I mean, we've seen that this is one of the reasons why the United States is considering backing down. I mean, anybody could have told you ahead of this that this was what was going to happen. So it's a surprise to me that the Trump people are surprised by this. You know, oh my goodness, I didn't know this was the case. I mean, have they not been doing any research before they've launched on this ridiculous plan? But this is a problem. I mean, we face the same thing in Europe. And one of the major issues is these things are only found in certain parts of the world, these minerals, but also they're filthy to process. So China has plenty of sites in which they can process them, and they're willing to absorb this sort of like pollution and the toxicity that comes with this. And it goes back to a point that you made at the top of the call. They just don't have the system where people push back publicly, and they don't have to worry about you know, NIMBYism in China as much as we do in the West, because they don't have elections.
Yeah. Finbar, thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend. That's Finbar Birmingham, the Europe correspondent for the South China Morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.